Sex Bob-omb, and we're here to make you think about death and get sad and stuff.
Voices, animal voices, the tremor of cold, the feminine adversary, reaching my threshold, staring at the truth till I'm blind.
Time has a way of working magic and mayhem across all sorts of different people's perspectives. Their designs for what they're planning for the future, how they're planning on considering and contemplating what they're doing in their present, and their perception of what the past, where they came from. And in the right measure of time, taking the right amount of time to really constructively explore where one's been, where one is, where one's going to, one can develop a path and a pattern that truly respects and represents what really portrays that person and how they could, within their own selves, bring brightness to other people and bring darkness to other people and bring the joy of literature, of content creation, of the magic of movies, of comic books, of radio shows, of all these various things that is just an exercise in perspective. It's about the vision that somebody or some group of people, or maybe even a squirrel, where they see inside their head, their little eye between their forehead that goes and looks into these other diverse universes, worlds, within paradigms, within planetary levels of existence that escape beyond the pale of mediocrity. The whole kit and caboodle of all sorts of different things, science fiction-y type things, scary things, fantasy type things, nude things, things that go, what? And other types of things that all mix up into various kinds of entertainment. And in reality, at the end of the day, does the entertainment make the world a better place? Does it make the individual absorbing, consuming, ingesting that entertainment? Does it make them a better person? Can it? It could, if the person allows it to show a meaning, a perspective, a digestive regurgitation of what could be done well and what could be done poorly, what to avoid, what to impose, what to bring out. And if really everybody would just take their squirrels and their nuts and put them in the right places, like a nice little sack, then the world would be a nicer place to be in. And then I think more brightness would be shared and more darkness would be ingested, and the world would be a happy place after all. Hi, EW.
I'm like Jack in the chat room. Yeah, I won't say those comments on the air, but that's
Well, okay, let's see. Every once in a while, I try to mix it up and talk about different things and go with a different speed and go with a different tenor and go with a bass. It's all about the bass. The bass. No rebels.
Turn down for what?
Who's turned down? I don't turn down.
Oh, you haven't heard that one yet then.
Say what now?
Exactly.
Sinkter says what?
Remember the 5th of November?
Yeah, that's today.
Yep.
The gunpowder plot. Let's blow up Parliament! Okay. All right. They did. He did. He tried. He didn't. He did. He did. Maybe. Maybe not. I don't know.
It's part of the reason I don't have my Rock and Roll Hall of Famer tonight.
Is he from the 5th of November back in whenever the hell that was?
I hope to God not.
Because he'd be pretty old.
It would be the wrong show. It'd be more paranormal. We're doing EVPs.
Well, just so you know, the whole... okay, what the hell was his name? I'm forgetting it right now. I can't remember his name.
I don't remember.
Main guy tried to blow up the Parliament.
Yeah, I know which guy you're talking about.
Oh, God.
It's been a while since I watched V for Vendetta. No.
Actually, V from Vendetta is Guy Fawkes. Yes, yeah, that's it. Guy Fawkes. Okay, Guy Fawkes, whatever. I'm just going to mention, because it's the Hale series of books that me, Jack, and a few other people are involved in. Hellion writes, and that particular guy is one of the characters he writes.
Oh, really? I did not know he wrote that character.
He writes about Guy Fawkes having blowing up with a nuclear bomb, New Hell, in the Hell series of books. I was like, that's funny, because that's like a parallel for what the guy did in real life and doing it in Hell. Because in Hell, what do? You just keep doing the same shit over and over again, and you never learn. Do you learn? If you do learn, then maybe you can get redemption. And if you don't learn, then what kind of redemption would you possibly be entitled to? Because if you can't learn and relearn from the mistakes of your past, how can you go forward?
This is true. And then they look over at an America and say, I'm glad we didn't do that.
Say what now?
Exactly.
I don't get it.
Never mind.
No.
By the way, you asked me last week. You did.
It's a lie.
Who the Rock and Roll Hall of Famer was, and I think you might actually know it.
Okay, maybe.
Patrick Briggs of Psychotica?
Nope.
Really?
Although I do know a band called Briggs.
Well, no, he's the singer, but...
Yeah, there was a band called Briggs. I don't know if it's related.
Oh, you know what? It could be. I don't know. I mean...
They had a song on the heavy metal soundtrack.
Yeah. I don't know. But it's still kind of cool. I thought you knew would have known the band, because you sent quite a few interesting bands that I've not quite heard of.
Psychotica?
Uh-huh.
Nope, don't know them. Oh, they look weird. Well, nothing wrong with that, but... Wait a second, it's also a movie. It's actually two movies. Okay, let's look up a little bit of information. Pat Briggs. Bump. Boom, ba da bum, 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 bum. Okay, I know everything to know about those them right now.
Kill the Mosquito.
I always do.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And I'm sticking with it.
Bitch, I had you in mind yesterday.
I didn't do it. I swear to God, it wasn't me.
Ed, you sent this bugger down here, man.
Did not.
I was here talking to...
Is it a mosquito?
No, it was a freaking spider bigger than a quarter.
Oh! Oh!
I know that.
He toured with the Impotent Sea Snakes. I have seen them in concert.
Oh, okay, you have. So you know the group.
Well, I know the Impotent Sea Snakes.
If I had a name Sea Snake, I'd be impotent too.
Well, they, what is it? Did they do the,
Let me guess. They have a song called Limp Noodle?
No, they go around wearing strap-on dildos, and I'm not going there. they were somehow involved with Ren and Stimpy. I think part of one of their songs or whatever is the Ren and Stimpy theme song. I could be wrong on that, so don't quote me.
Okay.
But they played at Dragon Con the 1 year I went to.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, what the hell are we watching? Because they're playing Ilsa the She-Wolf in the background on the big screen.
Right.
And then they're just like, wait a second, is this the Masquerade? Did we miss that, or is this the Masquerade? What? Oh, no, this is the band. Ah, okay. Where's the Masquerade? It comes after this. Oh, okay.
Interesting.
But you were about to say something else. Sorry.
Oh, no. Just, you can keep your spiders to yourself.
Oh, are you talking about Beanie Babies?
Oh, no. I saw that, though. That was messed up.
Yeah, it's like, I don't think so. Beanie Babies are from the 80s. Yeah, those spiders aren't just going to suddenly hatch like that.
That would be horrible.
I saw this one video a little while ago. It's basically it's an ooh video. It's like, oh my god, look at all these spiders. This guy turns over this little thing, it was a large spider. He kills it, and then all of a sudden erupts from the spider a bunch, thousands upon thousands of tiny little spiders, just going. He's like, ah! Runs away. It was funny.
What is it? There's a particular breed of spider that carries the egg sacs on its back.
Ooh.
Yeah, and it's just it's an ooh factor because when those puppies pop.
Oh, did you see that picture of the largest spider in the world? The giant one that's like about the size of a puppy?
Yes.
The bird-eating spider, I think it was in the Amazon. Dude, I'd get one of those and call him George. I said that every time I saw anybody post that. Yep, I'd name him George.
Yeah, and I could totally see him around your house.
No.
See, I don't feel bad. See, I was told that we don't have tarantulas around here, and I'm out talking to this one guy who...
It's a lie.
Yeah, it is, because he's mowing this yard, and he comes in and tells me that two tarantulas just jumped off his leg. It's like, we're gone. I will never come back to this area.
Well, you should look up something called the tarantula wasp.
Yeah.
It's a flying spider-type insect that feeds on tarantulas.
Yep, I have seen that, and I'm
that's
like,
that's more messed up.
The only good thing, the only good spider is a dead spider, but one that flies, I just made it worse.
I like spiders. Spiders are my friend. They eat the mosquitoes.
Mm-hmm. Until they drop down on your desk.
Then they get smushed.
That's right.
It's fine. It's their choice. They make that choice. They decide to commit suicide like that. Who am I to stop them from helping them achieve their lifelong goal?
I saw your movie.
Really? Which one?
The one you talked about last week.
Did I see this movie?
Yeah, you're the one that talked about it.
Are we talking Zombievers?
No, the one on the train.
Snowpiercer.
Yeah.
And?
It was interesting.
It's a twist.
It definitely is a twist.
It's a good thinky-thinky movie.
Yeah, it really
is. Hey, did I press the button? Yes, I did. Yeah, it's a good thinky-thinky movie.
So, do you think they're going to go on to a part two?
No.
I would hope not.
That was never a movie to be made in an extended thing. Did you recognize who Tilda Swinton? Swinton, whatever her name is?
She looked familiar, but man, I could not figure her out.
Did you ever see the movie Constantine?
Yeah.
She played the angel.
Nuh-uh.
Uh-huh. Oh,
yeah, the one that he fights? That's her.
Not fights. Talks. And she kind of puts him down.
Poosh. Yeah, well, yeah.
He doesn't really fight her because it's like, okay, you're a human. She's an angel. Kind of not going to kind of work that way.
Yeah, but I did. Yeah. Oh, my God. I didn't recognize her.
She was the minister with the fake teeth. She pulled out the teeth. It's like, oh, look. Yep. It's like, what the hell are you doing? I got a kick out of the fact that the train was designed with, they had their own dentist.
Oh yeah, they had their own dentist. What was the other one?
The sushi bar. Oh, you're in luck. We only get to have sushi 2 times a year. Like, yeah, what the hell's the point of having an aquarium with a whole shit ton of fish on it with, and you only get to eat it twice a year?
And then when I saw with the protein bars.
Well, you do realize that they are the largest and per capita source of any creature whatsoever for raw protein.
Yeah,
it's disgusting, but the thing is, if you want to survive in the woods, that is the best way to guarantee that you'll be able to survive and eat.
You understand, I had to start my liquid diet this week, and I have to do a lot
protein shakes.
Yes, and so that just really turned that around.
A.K.A. bug shakes.
Just like, okay. See,
when they opened that hatch, I was expecting, oh, they're eating people.
Oh, that's what I expected too.
They're just grossed out by eating bugs.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay. I really thought they went a different... Mind you, the whole cannibal thing story component that comes up later was like, that's just nifty.
Well, see, that's what made me wonder, why didn't they go with that? It's the people. Because I kept wondering, where are the people disappearing to that they're bringing to the front?
You know what happened with them, right?
Yeah, they got brainwashed.
No, they became part of the machine. They only kept abducting the kids of a certain size.
Oh, except for the one guy who played the violin.
Well, okay, fine. He was brought in to entertain. I'm guessing their violinist before that passed away.
Yeah, I was thinking he became their protein bars, but...
No, well, I was thinking that, too, when they said, okay, we need to take somebody. He's like, okay, take him. Why? Why not? Because he's got his skills. Like, why would you do that? Whatever.
Well, they kept asking... See, this is what made me think that. So they kept asking about the hands. You know, let's see your hands. And I was thinking, somebody's about to get his hands, and the rest of him's about to be a meal.
Mm-hmm. Not so much. But yes... That's exactly. And then the whole idea that you get addicted to a waste byproduct.
Oh, yeah.
That's explosive? What? That was like one of those, well, that's a little too pat. Okay, so let's blow a door off. Alrighty.
Well, he played it smart. He made it look like he was an addict.
Correct. And then he made friends with an addict.
Yeah.
So I got a kick out of that. But the one thing that really bugged me science-wise, and math and technology and stuff, is when they're on the train, and dude face assassin guy who's tracking them is on the other side, and the train is curved, and he's shooting through his window against their window. And it's like, really? You expect to be able to make that kind of shot?
Well, especially with the winds and everything, and as fast as they're going, yeah, no, it's just, yeah, that was improbable.
It's like, I totally disbelieve everything to do with that scene about the shooting. Everything else about that movie I could buy into at some point. The aquarium, the kids being trained, and the one thing is like, hey, we got Uzis in our basket. Like, what?
Yeah. Or the countdown. That really threw me for a loop. They started counting down. Happy New Year! What?
While they're in a massacre slaughter chamber of... guess what else is not extinct? Bullets!
That one got me.
I so saw that coming, too. It's like, But I saw a really good movie this week.
What'd you see?
You're probably going to go and say, oh my god. Everybody in the chat room is probably going to say, oh my god. But I'm going to say, oh my god, it was great!
Okay.
Zombievers.
Oh my god.
See, that's precisely what I'm saying. Do you know what? It's funny as hell.
I had a feeling it was when you first described it.
It's not just a B movie. Like, it's not, oh, look, I got a bunch of beavers, and it's like, they look stupid. And blah, blah, blah. It's like, no, there's money in this movie. There was good. It was well written, well acted, well directed. Some hot girls in it. They, of course, obvious titillation going through on that. The story, the basic concept is like, yeah, look, they're disappearing in the woods, girls' night out, blah, 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 blah. Wait, some guy's driving a shipment of contaminated waste. Boof, there goes the container into the lake where the beavers are.
Mm.
So, then it's all la, 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 zombie infection. Guess what? See? Even War Dog said it. Spoilers here, okay? Just some spoilers, just so you're aware. So, beavers become infected. Okay. Can't kill them. You try and beat the crap out of them. You stuff them in the head. You stop them all up. Can't kill them. It's just not going to happen. But guess what happens if they bite you?
You turn into a zombie?
You turn into a zombie beaver.
Oh.
That still looks human.
Oh, interesting.
Ish.
That really has some twist to it.
And... There's a bear.
And the bear becomes a beaver? Well, because he just had one heck of a meal.
Or the meal had him. Nope!
Oh.
I highly recommend Zombie Beavers. It is a stupid movie. It's funny. It's a whole crap load of just... fun win. It's like, it's not serious. It doesn't take anything really all that relevant. The characters work well. They're a little kind of obvious teen angst type, well, maybe 20s angst type characters. But it was good. And Jack and War Dog keep talking about Jack Wick. I'll have to watch that.
I bought on DVD, of course. I don't own a Blu-ray or I would have done it that way. But I did buy Godzilla and I have not watched it yet.
Godzilla!
So I will try to watch it by next week.
I picked up the Blu-ray of that last week. I haven't watched it again yet. Same with, what the hell was the other one? Captain America. And the one that I'm really going to watch, because it came out this week, extended edition, Hobbit, Desolation of Smaug.
I saw that. 5 discs?
Yes, I got to get that.
Oh my god, that's a lot of discs.
Yeah.
I you know, I came close to getting it. It was at a good price, but I was like, you know, I don't have the first one yet on DVD. So.
Say what?
Well, I couldn't find it either. So.
Say what?
Yeah, what can I say? I was going to have to do some online research. I hit
okay.
a couple stores hoping to find it, but no, I couldn't find it.
Say what now?
I hit a couple stores hoping to find them, but nothing.
Okay, why don't you just go to like one of the big box stores? You guys have that evil place Target down there, don't you?
I am not going to that.
Okay.
I mean, look, Target is not the money saver they claim to be.
No, it's not. And it's totally a ripoff when you come up here in Canada.
Yeah. See, I know I'm probably going to get in trouble here, but you really don't save money going to Target.
You do if you shop smart. Shop as smart. You save money when you go to any store. Like, excuse me. Excuse me once more while I try to choke that down. You save money. Okay, that's not going to stop.
Uh-oh.
Need a drink.
Cherry bomb.
Cherry bomb. Okay. You don't really save money at big box stores or whatever unless you're just buying the thing on special. The whole idea of the specials is an enticement to get you into the store. Because once you get you into the store and buy that one thing, it's like, that's $10 off the regular normal price of $35. Really, it's probably more like $3 off the normal regular price of $30-whatever dollars. They get you to buy other stuff that's not cheaper. So,
yeah, well, no, it is true. I mean, like Wardog said, you know, Wally World is cheaper, and they
idea what a Wally World is.
Walmart.
Okay.
And they do have great prices on. I mean, part of the reason I shop there for some of the movies is you can get 4 movies in one package, and it's just like yes.
I don't like Walmart. I absolutely refuse to go in there unless I absolutely have to, but I kind of had to last week.
Uh-oh.
See No Evil 2.
Yes.
Not available at Best Buy, not available at Future Shop, not even listed in their systems, and these are the 2 big box electronics store companies up here in Canada. Not a single bit, not even listed. Nope, no, can't see it, nope, not around. Walmart, yeah, there it is, last one. Okay, that's mine.
The WWE fans totally came out for this film, because when I went to go try to pick it up, it was gone.
Yep.
So, yeah, and we were just there again last night and trying, you know, picking up different films, and I was hoping to pick it up, but same thing. It was gone, both Blu-ray and see, now...
They didn't even have the Blu-ray here in Canada yet. I'm pissed off.
Really?
Yeah, couldn't find it at any place.
See, and I'm telling you, Walmart's the place for this, but they have the Blu-ray pack where it has the digital copy, the...
the combo pack.
And all for the same price of buying it as an individual film. And it's right. Yeah, that's a better deal. So.
Oh, apparently I'm an elitist snob. I don't know why. Oh, because I like Blu-ray? I like Blu-ray. What up?
I mean, not everybody can afford the players. And when
are you talking about afford the player? Yet they can afford to have a 50-inch TV and a PlayStation 4? Oh, wait. PlayStation 4 plays Blu-rays.
Don't have a PlayStation 4. I still have a Wii. I do have a big screen TV, but it's one of those old box ones that, hey, it's not broke, so I'm not replacing it.
That's fine. If you're happy with half of the TV screen, you're okay.
No. This ain't.
That's fine. If you're okay with just watching half of the movie, that's fine. I don't mind. It's like it's okay. It's your game, your play, it's your circus and your fish in the pond. I'm okay with that.
You're attacking because Blu-ray offers the widescreen edition, but you can't actually.
No, not the widescreen edition. I'm talking about pixel density and image depth.
Oh. You know, I've seen those TVs where it looks like you can reach in and smack the person. And that could, I mean, I guess it would take getting used to, but in the beginning that could be rather annoying.
Well, fine. Guess what you're going to try and avoid then from coming up?
What's that?
4K. The next wave TV after 3D.
I've heard about it. I'm not sure.
It's intense.
Yes, that's what I've heard, but I've also heard about they're still desperately trying to go to that, what is it called? Virtual TV, to where you just basically put on the goggles and watch TV, and you can turn your head.
That's coming.
Yeah.
It's not there yet. It's not easy enough to use yet, and the immersive experience is like, okay, you suffer from near sight and far sight, right? Yeah, we can't recalibrate this for you. Oh, we have to actually spend time to calibrate it for you, so we can't just put it on and there you go.
Yeah. No, it is, you're right. I mean, I've played with those where you get it going and do whatever kind of game with it, which is really cool. I mean, the one that they put us in, there was like stairs everywhere.
Zombievers!
Yeah. Anywho,
No. We're not doing that. You know what we're going to do?
What?
We're going to talk about TV shows now.
You sure you want to do that now?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
You positive?
Yeah.
You absolutely positively sure?
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Who's Sky's father?
You know what? I forgot his name. But I did see him.
Okay. Well, we've seen him a number of times now.
Yeah, we have. And what's the deal? Who is he?
I think he's half alien.
He's something.
Because he's not human. She's not either.
Do you remember how the season ended and they kind of showed him all rotten?
Yeah, covered in... No, it was covered in blood.
Yeah.
He was dripping blood because he'd rip some poor son of a biscuit apart. It's like, yeah. It's like, okay, but he can hold on to the obelisk.
Well, he wasn't the only one that did either. So did Reyna.
Reyna didn't touch it with her hands.
Yes, she did. If you...
Oh, that's right. He showed her how to.
Yes.
And then he offered to show Dudeface how to as well. It's like, yes, and it can do other things too.
Yeah, that's how it... Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That ending of that episode.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's like, I think he might be half alien.
Well, but he knows how to read it. So yes. He knows
what... Yes, the Twin Peaks dude, as Jack calls him.
Yeah.
I can't never remember his name, so I don't really... People don't need names. Everybody in my head is like, dude. If it's not like dude, it's like, that guy. Yeah, that guy that did the thing there.
So do you think Sky's gonna just, like, instantly know all this stuff, or just kind of defect and go with her father to learn?
Oh, hell no. Sky's on the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. team.
Yeah, but now that she knows he's around...
Still knows he's a freaking monster. She's embarrassed of him. She's afraid of him. She's like, dude, he's not a nice guy, is he?
Well, I mean... no, he's not a nice guy, but he probably wouldn't turn on his own daughter as much.
He won't attack her. No. He won't. No. He doesn't want to attack Sky at all. He wants to kill Coulson.
Right,
dude. Seriously, dude.
I'm curious what Coulson's becoming, though.
Did you see the way that the last episode, the other episode ended, where the guy was getting the tattoo of the stuff done on his body?
Yes.
Okay, so it's all an alien tech thing, man. It's just, I suspect it's going to be the keys to building the ultimate nullifier. I'm just guessing.
You see, that's the thing.
That's going to be the kind of thing they can't integrate too easily because that's a Fantastic Four thing.
Yeah. I don't know. That's what I'm saying. It just really looks like it's... Oh, I know what other movie I watched. I saw the new X-Men. Anyway.
Dude, that's like so a year ago.
Yeah, by me.
Yeah, no.
I don't know. I see what, you know, kind of where they're going, sort of, but I still see a lot of loopholes and a lot of possibilities. So it really leaves us wondering what's going to happen. Now, I understood that they're supposed to start coming out with more superhero type.
Yeah, more introductions and more characters, more wider breadth of Marvel characters. Main thing is going to be is they're going to start integrating, starting to integrate various the expanded Marvel Universe characters like the Inhumans and stuff like that. I don't think the Inhumans are going to show up in the show, but references to those movies and whatever will start permeating.
You know what would be totally awesome? And they don't
have... The Avengers? We have a Hulk.
Doctor Strange.
Strange could show up and would be a kind of an odd quirk.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't have to have his powers yet.
No, he has to have his powers.
You think he should have his powers?
I think Doctor Strange has to start full on, I am Doctor Strange. Oh, by the way, my backstory is blah.
See, I think they could incorporate part of him.
I don't want to see him as an origin story.
You don't want to see an origin story?
No. I want to see him start as a story of him, bam, he's the Strange. I want to see him fighting the Mindless Ones, Baron Mordor, Dormammu. Yeah.
Yeah. See, the only way they could do that is by adding his backstory to...
No. None of them are part of his backstory except for Baron Mordo.
To S.H.I.E.L.D.s. They put it to Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and then they can break out the film and tell everybody, well, if you want his backstory, you go to...
No.
Smart marketing.
No. I don't want his backstory. They need to make a movie independent of backstory. Otherwise, they're going to get... Okay. If they consistently start putting out each movie as, hey, backstory, beginning, origin story, and that's what they've been doing for the last little while. The Avengers movies, however, those aren't... The Avengers movie is not an origin story.
No, neither.
The Iron Man movie was an origin story. The Hulk movie was an origin story. The Captain America was an origin story.
But
that's it.
Do you think Guardians was origin?
Well, technically, yes. But it doesn't go in origin story of those individual characters.
True.
So, I don't want to see an origin story for Strange. I want to see a Strange movie of him with his powers doing his shtick. If it's an origin story movie, what'll happen is, okay, I'm bored. Okay, it spends half the movie with him as a physician, and he's an egotistical bastard, and then it's like ah, my hands, ah. And if you're going to be watching a Doctor Strange movie, the people who are going to watch that are people who are Marvel fans. They're not going to be, oh, I don't know nothing about Marvel. Let's watch this movie.
Right. Well, they could do what they did, like, on the train movie. Forgive me, I can't. Snowpiercer. You know, just take, like, that intro, doing, you know, that quick little, hey, this is...
I'd be fine with that.
That would work.
That's what we call a data dump.
Yeah, that would totally work. And then, you know, hey, he's right there, boom, ready to go. That would totally work.
I would be fine with that. But I don't want to see a movie that dedicates time to, hey, where did Doctor Strange come from? Well, he was a dick. And then he became a not dick.
Right.
And on that merry note, it's time for the I Am.
Okay, because I didn't know where you wanted to go with that last one.
Well, that's why I'm confusing for people. I think three levels at once.
You're a junkie.
I am.
Less conversation, a little more action, patience. man, I can show you how to use it. Come along with me and put your mind at ease. Less conversation, a little more action. All this time for patient ain't satisfaction in me. A little more back, a little less fun. A little less fight, a little more spark. Oh yeah, I'm gonna open up your heart and make it satisfy me. Satisfy me, baby. Come on, baby, I'm tired of talking. Grab your coat and let's start walking. Come on, come on,
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 come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on,
the discotheque, protect the pawn, slay the queen, off with her head, see what it dreams. That, by the way, was Junkie XL versus Elvis, and they did some song, and they remixed it and made it funkier and newer and hipper and more contemporary to the modern man. Ten nang go nang 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 dang 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 ding 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 ding. So, more TV shows, Gotham and Constantine. Did you see either of them?
Yes,
you did.
And it's about time. It's kind of funny that Constantine did what you were hoping he would.
Yes and no.
Yeah, you never really quite saw him do it. But
oh, no, you did see him pick up a cigarette. He did, in the episode, pick up one cigarette, smoke it, and then throw it out.
Yeah, but I mean, it was, and then he's attempted to light it a few other times.
Precisely. And on top of that, he had it going in an ashtray and whatever, some other stuff going. It's just, yeah, look, see, he does smoke. Oh, I don't care because I don't really show it. So I don't really care anyways because I don't like smoking. But it's a strong part of who the character is. It should be represented.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I don't like the imagery of, hey, smoking is dirty and stuff and whatever else. But I also think that it's people smoke, he smokes, whatever, move on.
It ain't bothering me either way.
No, sorry, I was just reading something.
Oh.
Okay. I'm going to go back to Constantine 2. So, Constantine 2 is warming to me. However, episode 2 was not as good as episode 1 in my book. Because episode 2 comes off so strongly as Monster of the Week.
And I was afraid that's the direction it was going to go to.
Exactly. And that's why I'm liking what Gotham's doing. It's like, it started off with looking like Monster of the Week. It's like, oh no, it's Monster of the Week. But then larger arc story and smaller arc story. And then larger arc story and small. And that's the way a story like that, a TV series, is supposed to run.
Hello, I'm Cobblepot.
Yes, I love the ending of that episode. More than just for him, because he's talking to his mom in a bubble bath, doing the water squirt thing. It's like, this is weird, gross, and ew. And then his mom comes in and starts giving him a bit of a bath. It's like, ew. He's that guy's never getting laid. That's all I'm saying right there. It's just, there's nobody else for me but you, mommy.
Is like, this true definition of mama's boy?
Dude, he's totally a mama's boy. And I could see that, because never in the comic books do you ever see Penguin getting laid. Or even hinted at.
Yes, this is true.
It's like, oh, they picked up on that vibe so wrong. But they did it right. And good God, good golly, Ms. Molly, he's never getting laid.
Yeah.
Thank God.
I'm not going to spoiler alert it, but I will. I will say that, no, because you haven't seen the last episode.
Well, fine. Then don't.
And at the end of the last episode, boy, does he reveal a whole nother side.
He's a psychopathic maniac.
Yeah, you might be a little shocked as well.
He likes puppies.
Really?
Sure.
Okay. Love is a weakness. Let's just put it that way.
Love is a weakness and a strength.
Uh-huh.
Fear is a weakness and a strength.
You just remember that.
Pain is a weakness and a strength.
You just remember that when you catch up on the next episode.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so he falls in love or exploits someone's love. Whatever. I get a big kick out of the fact that Fish Mooney is crafting her secret weapon. That I loved. It's like, oh, why do I want to sing this song like that? Because, you stupid blah, it's a weapon. You're the weapon, and you need to. It's like, oh, okay, I kind of figured it was going to be one of these things.
Barbara, though, you had to clarify something with me.
Shoot.
Wasn't Barbara the name of Batgirl?
Both daughter and mother.
Oh, the mother was Barbara as well?
Yep.
Okay, that part I missed.
Yep. Depending on your interpretation, whose stories you're reading, Barbara was the name of both the mother and the daughter.
Okay.
And yes, daughter Barbara became Batgirl. And the lady that they have playing Barbara, the girlfriend slash wife, however that is situated right now in the story, she looks perfect as the stunning representation of what I would expect Barbara Gordon, Catgirl, to be. Sorry, Batgirl, not Catgirl.
Yeah, and that's still going to be a ways away, but I don't know. It's and then the other part is Bruce Wayne. I mean, the kid's a little psychotic.
He's fixated, okay? And I like what they're doing with the kid, because the kid is, he's not Batman yet. But they're showing you the reasons why he became Batman. Shortly after this period, probably in maybe, I guess, 5 or 6 years in his developmental time period, he's going to go away and suddenly become, I want to train to be better, faster, stronger than ever normal person. I'm going to learn every single way of killing somebody, blah, 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 blah. And then I'm going to be Batman.
Well, I know where he got part of it from, at least from this last episode. I had no idea Alfred was so well trained.
Of course. Dude, and the guy that they have playing Alfred in the Gotham series is such a guy that I would never expected or picked for being Alfred.
No, but he pulls it off very well.
He does an amazing job. But I don't know if you know who Sean Pertwee is.
Well, he looks like... I had to go back and do my research, but he looks like... Watson in the Sherlock Holmes series.
He might be. I don't remember if that's one of the characters. I don't really recall it or so, whatever. But he's in Dog Soldiers.
Right, right.
He plays mostly a lot of soldiers. Like, he plays army guys.
Right, okay. That's the same guy.
Do you remember Doctor Who?
Yeah.
Do you remember John Pertwee? The doctor before the guy with the scarf.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
That's his son.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay. There we go. I did not know that.
Yeah, it's like, I like John Pertwee and I like Sean Pertwee. They're awesome actors. But you never see them... Like, he's not somebody I would have pictured as being Batman's butler, Alfred.
Well, he's definitely more than a butler, and I think...
Manservant is the proper term.
No, 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 no. I mean, he does more than just being a butler in this.
Well, yeah, I mean, he became the father-elect for Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, but I mean, you can tell that he's holding something back. There's something he's probably going to reveal much later. You can tell.
Well, of course.
And I'm curious where it's going, but I have a feeling whatever it is going to be the big turning point for Bruce Wayne.
Well, Bruce is going to be introduced to the whole concept of even Wayne Industries has corruption in it. And he's going to be like, dude, seriously? That's not cool, man. That's not cool. We got to fix that shit.
Yeah, I'm wondering, though, you know, because they do talk about Bruce Wayne Industries quite a bit, even on the bad guy side here. And I'm curious if we're actually going to see inside the industries finally.
No, we probably won't.
You don't think so?
Nope. I think more than likely what we're going to see is, Wayne Industries is this paragon of virtue over here, but on the same vein, they're just another company, right? And in order to not have impious, in-virtue, crappy crap business-type moral ethic things, you have to actually take control of things. I got a big kick out of the lawyer person. It's like, oh, yes, we know who that guy is. Here's his file. You knew we were going to ask about him when you came over here, right? Don't know what you're talking about. We're just being full disclosure, cooperating with the government and the law.
Yep.
I thought that was hilarious.
I find even more hilarious that Edward Enigma is working with the police as well.
Sure, for now.
Yeah, because doesn't he gets fired.
He's a villain, yeah.
Yeah, but isn't it because he gets fired from Wayne Industries?
Enigma was never a character I really cared about or even thought about or even followed or even know anything much about him. I just know the name and saw that it's come up as a bad guy every once in a while. I get a big kick out of the fact that he's down in the records room trying to impress the chick.
Yeah.
Who I suspect the chick is going to become a bigger bad girl than he is.
Oh, that's for sure. Well,
I hope so. She's cute.
Enigma's the Riddler.
Enigma might be the Riddler.
No, he's supposed to be because of, you know, because that's the way the series or the comic books always was. He would always say it was an enigma, but but what's really funny about it is he's asking riddles and so forth. Yeah, you'll have to see this next episode. I think I just gave a little spoiler away.
Because you know, in the last episode, he had the coffee mug with the question mark on it.
Question mark.
You're going to paint him as the Riddler, huh? Well, what? Alrighty then.
That's what Enigma was. That's it. The Riddler was Edward Enigma.
Sure. Okay. I don't buy it.
Okay.
I mean, they might be playing it that way, but I still don't buy it. That won't work for me.
Well, it's just like we're looking at Cobblepot being
Cobblepot as the Penguin. That's an awesome development that he's doing.
But not only that, but he's looking like a weak character, and then he's got that twisted side. Well, Enigma, even War Dog said the same thing. Enigma is looking like, you know, he can be pushed around, but he's got that twisted smile about him that you know. I mean, you know, if you know how that all goes, you know who Enigma is, and you know what he's about to become, or not about to, but in time will become. And I think it's just kind of hilarious how these two characters are looking like the weakest characters and later are some kind of pretty wicked villain.
I'm not buying Enigma as a villain, period.
Okay.
Cobblepot I bought. I knew right from the beginning that he was a starting out as a mealy-mouthed little snitcher.
Yeah.
And he totally fits that role, the way he's playing the character. It's like, okay, he starts as a snitcher, works his way up, it's like playing both sides of the game, and that's what he's doing with Gordon right now, where he's I think I found a friend. Well, I think he's really going to be a friend. You know what? I'm going to help him. What am I going to do? I'm going to show the world that he didn't kill me. And it's like, that's going to be both good and bad for Gordon.
What was the name of the the psychiatrist that...
Harley Quinn.
Okay.
Or her proper name, Harlene Quinzel.
Yeah, okay. You're going to love this next episode.
Of course I am. When they introduce Harley Quinn, I'll be... Woo! Dougie, Dougie, Dougie.
They introduced her.
Of course they did. They have to introduce all the classic Batman villains and characters, and they don't necessarily have to develop them all at the beginning, because that's what my big fear was when I saw episode one. It's like, okay, how many little secret spoilers could you put into this episode? 30? There's 30 different characters you kind of introduce here in one way or another, and it's like, wow, man, relax, chill. Start with one. See where it goes.
I'm like Keenan. I have to agree with Keenan on a question there. Which Joker are they going to use? I mean, what angle are they going to bring one up with?
Do you want to see a trick?
Yeah, but I mean, obviously, a lot of this is backstories for all these people. You know, bringing out the Joker from his original, dude. I'd really like to know who they're going to get to do that, especially since
Michael Keaton. I want to see Michael Keaton do the Joker.
You know what I would love to do?
No, seriously, I want to see Michael Keaton guest appear as the Joker.
Let him guest appear as the Joker's father.
No, I want him to be the Joker.
Why?
Because it would be ironic.
He's too freaking old.
Who cares? Who the hell says the Joker has to be a young guy?
He's too old.
Doesn't matter. Like I said, all he does is he prates stupid little riddles, goes around, or plays mean little tricks, laughs his ass off, and then goes kills a few people. And then walks. Doesn't mean he has to actually be there. He could press a button, you know. There's all kinds of Easter ways to do it.
Yeah. Well, nobody's going to be able to pull ledgers. But
who wants them to be a ledger again? I want them to create somebody new.
Yeah.
I mean, Ledger's character representation was awesome as it was.
It was amazing. I don't think anyone can top that.
I can.
See, that's what scares me.
What?
That you could.
Well, maybe.
Walk around smacking people in the head. It was a mosquito.
No, it wasn't. I just wanted to smack him in the head. Screw that whole mosquito crap. That's a cop-out, man. I don't do that. This is a zombie, dude. We don't do cop-outs. Cop-outs is for dudes, dude. Dude, do you know what I'm duding? I must be channeling a little bit too much of the Big Lebowski right now.
Yeah, I think so.
I've never actually seen the whole movie.
I think it's because John Goodman's coming out with the new movie.
Who?
John Goodman.
Who?
Yeah. From the Big Lebowski.
Who?
Exactly.
You mean, what's his face from Cheers?
Wait, was he in Cheers? No,
yes,
he wasn't in Cheers.
Yes, he was.
No, he wasn't.
Yes, he was.
Uh-uh.
Yes, he was.
Yes, I'm typing.
I know you are.
I don't recall him being in Cheers. I knew he did Roseanne for, like, forever.
Okay, I was being facetious. He didn't do Cheers.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
He did Roseanne.
Yes. He was also in the cartoon Paranormal.
I don't know and didn't care. Or Monster is not losing it. Monster's just tired. Monster has been... Actually, this is the state that I get when I'm actually really tired. I've had 4 hours sleep in the last 3 days.
Interesting.
Squirrels.
Oh my god, they're coming out with a movie, The Gambler?
Of course they're coming out with a movie called The Gambler.
Oh, okay, it's not the one I thought.
It's not. It was a different movie.
Alright. It's going to have Mark Wahlberg, Jessica Lange.
Mark.
Yep.
I don't want to see Jessica Lange. She's old.
She's making her headway with this, oh my god, I forgot the name of it now.
No.
American
Horror Story.
You go, thank you.
I have to watch that.
I have not seen the third season yet.
I have not seen any of the whole of any season. I have a whole handful of, actually, I've got a crap load of movies to watch.
It's weird.
I've heard that.
I want to see the third season only because I heard it was awesome with Kathy Bates.
Does she break somebody's ankles?
She does more than that.
Oh, good. She skins them alive and boils them in water?
Dude, she's a voodoo priestess.
like I said, skins him alive and boils him in water.
She's pretty wicked.
Excellent. I could probably watch that. I'm guessing that's Coven. That you're talking about. Yeah. I'll probably pick that up Boxing Day when I can get all three seasons cheap. Wait a sec, I might have season one somewhere.
Hmm.
Yeah, I think I have season one. I haven't watched it yet. Let's see, what else did I want to talk about tonight? I think I want to go out with a note of, and the world can be a better place if everybody chooses to make it a better place, work together, give me their cookies, buy my book, yes, chapter and verse, no, that's not the one. What one is it? Separate and Succinct, Disparate and Distinct, by me, Bill, that's me, otherwise known as Zombie Zach. Everybody should go to the Facebook page and the Twitter page and the what now? Oh, yeah, okay. And they should follow me, because if they're following, then that means they have a better chance of surviving the apocalypse, because instead of being followed, if they're following me, then I'm not following them. Well, I'll follow them too. And then, well, there'll be a whole chain of following. And if we're all following each other, then what happens is nobody's ever catching each other. So that then that means the zombies are not eating the people, because the people are following the zombies, and the zombies are following the people, and the people are following the zombies, and the zombies are following the people, and then the squirrels are running in the middle, and they're all going and then there's like cookies. Make sure to give me cookies. Everybody needs to make sure to give me cookies. Right?
Yes, cookies.
Cookies. Now, I hear that there is a fund drive that you're trying to push called the Santa Bag.
Yeah, TMV Cafe Santa Bag. What we're trying to do is we're trying to raise funds to help families in need. And we're working with a nonprofit organization.
I'm a family in need. I need cookies.
Yes, you do. But anyway, we have it on the web homepage of the website, asking people to go and donate. Every little bit helps, including people trying to get jobs. You know, we're going to try to help get some bus passes so they can make for interviews and stuff. So we're really trying to make it. You know, TMV's trying to step out and do a lot more, and that's what we're pushing hard to do.
Yes, but we need to get TMV to get me some cookies.
Well, we could possibly do that.
Cookies.
If cookies. People coming on in and helping make a difference.
If people buy my book, I will eat a cookie.
And that means you will survive one extra day.
They will. I already will.
Right.
Ooh. I like Jack's idea.
I was going to ask that too.
I would actually sell my book for cookies, by the way, just so everybody knows and understands. You know what I mean? I would. If somebody brought me a bag of cookies or two or three or whatever and said, I give you trade you this bag, these bags of cookies for your book, I say, okay. Payment is payment. I'll eat the cookies anyways.
Right?
Yep. 'Tis true. 'Tis indeed. Indeed, 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 it'll do. But you know what's better than crack?
No.
Rockets.
Rockets?
I think you guys down in the States call them Smarties.
Oh, yeah.
I've little heard round cubes of sugar?
Yeah, I know them as rockets as well. I was just trying to... I was going off of another rocket event, but yeah. An explosive rocket event.
Those are better than crack, too. For completely different reasons and different ways of being able to associate the particular adrenaline rush that goes going with that. It's like buzz, kaboom. Ooh, look at the pretty colors. Look at the flowers, Lindsay. Look at the flowers.
On that note,
I am going to say thank you all for coming in today and listening to on the show and listening to us in archive and listening to us on all those various streams. Come on again, back again next Wednesday, every Wednesday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and let's have fun on After Rot.
Of a big surprise. If you go down in the woods today, you'd better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day that teddy bears have their pick.